Welcome one more afternoon to Bleach, a section of entertainment and laughter. Greetings to my crazy partner Javier, who accompanies us every day.
Also Adrian, good afternoon to all the listeners, especially to everyone who always listen us. Every afternoon we are here from 6 to 7 to share 1 hour with you and to help you relax in Bleach.
As you said, Javi, we appreciate the preference of all those who listen to us at home, leaving their jobs on their way to class. And remember that you can follow us on social networks, Bleach on Instagram and the Bleach on Twitter.
Today is Wednesday, midweek, and we start with everything. We have a lot to tell you in this program. To cheer up the afternoon a little more, we are listening to 21 Pilots, Stress Out, in the background.
What a song, huh? Now we are going with a small cut. We will be right back. Don't leave us.
Aceite de oliva virgen extra ecológico Antojo del Sur en el Saucejo.
We continue with more interesting things in Blitz. Now we are going to tell you the most absurd headlines of this Wednesday, January 30.
Like this one, Bihab Bedi sued the Axe company for deceptive advertising. Apparently, Bihab Bedi says that for 7 years he has been using Axe brand products, which claim in their advertising campaigns that attract women. Bedi stated that no woman has agreed to go out and have a cup of tea with him. He even related that one of his friends attacked him with a broom while trying to impress her, after he left the bathroom totally naked and seconds after having used the products of the Axe brand. Bedi finally demanded a millionaire compensation for the psychological damages that this has caused him and for a deep depression in which he finds himself.
Or this other one. In the United Kingdom, the police is searching a man who ate the seat of a bus. A man who escaped after having literally devoured the seat of a local bus before the eyes of all passengers is being sold in the United Kingdom. The event was recorded by a bus surveillance camera. According to the witness, the dark-haired man remained calm in his seat for 20 minutes. Then he began his feat, chewed on the seat and carried a bottle of water that was supposed to accompany the menu. The police claim that the damage caused are just over 300.
Wow, that's what it's like to be hungry. Well, today's program is running out and to say goodbye, we'll show you this incredible news. A plane had to be pushed by passengers in Russia. The passengers of a regional flight in Siberia were ready to take off when, by order of the pilot, they had to get off the plane, which weighed more than 50 tons, and push it. It turns out, in the last few hours, it had been so cold that the wheels had been stuck to the track and there was no way to move the device. The 70 travelers, most workers in the area, took with humor and the plane, thanks to their help, finally took off.
Thanks to everyone for following us on social networks. Today we are 10,000 followers on Instagram.
It has been all for today. Thanks, mate. Thanks to the audience for tuning us today. We will meet again tomorrow at 6 p.m. Now we leave you with our mates. Bleak.
Hello and welcome back everybody to our daily section. Today we are having an interview with our dear PewDie. He has a little YouTube channel. Just kidding. PewDiePie of Felix Arvid Ulf Jelberg is a Swedish YouTuber that became famous in 2011, playing video games and reacting to other funny contents. Nowadays, he is the most famous and important YouTuber in the world. In his madness, Felix has done a lot of crazy things, like PewDiePie Rewind 2019. A rewind is a video where a presenter introduces us to remember what the year has been like on the internet. The rewind of 2018, presented by Will Smith, has been the most disliked video in the platform, and PewDiePie's rewind became the most liked on YouTube.
Yeah, it's rewind time. You know, if I could control rewind, I would want it to be an actual rewind.
I really hate to say this. I think there's someone hanging right there.
He also composed hilarious music like Bitch Lasagna.
I don't like your T-Series. Nothing personal, kid. But I must go all out. Just this once.
mobs or Vagana, whichever will it be.
To introduce him, we are going to ask him a few questions about his childhood and how was his relationship with his parents. So we will start with an easy question. When did you do your first video?
My first video was I played Minecraft. No one knows this, but Minecraft, it was before it wasn't as, like, uncool, I guess.
You look really cool, I guess. So what are the people in YouTube that you were watching at the beginning?
Yeah, I was watching CNNers and Hutch. They were the two biggest Call of Duty guys or whatever. And I thought it was so cool talking over when you're playing a game. I really liked that idea. I never seen anyone else do it.
Minecraft and Call of Duty, eh? Okay, let's continue. Did you have a computer in your house when you were a child?
Yeah, because obviously my parents and everyone else's parents didn't want you to play as much. So as soon as you get the stop, like, okay, you play too much, now you need to go outside. All right, we'll go outside, but we'll go to a net cafe.
So basically, when your parents said you off go out, you were going to a net cafe. What did your parents say about playing video games?
I think they were worried for my future, that I wasn't, you know, didn't see a future in gaming. I think like most parents, you're not gonna get anywhere playing games or whatever. Somehow I managed to find a way to do that, and yeah, now we can joke about it.
Like all parents, we know that you are living in England. Do you miss Sweden?
No.
Really, really were answered. What were your thoughts when you moved out from Sweden?
It never hit my mind. No, I never thought I would leave Sweden ever. It's really strange, because you grow up in a bubble of this is everything that matters to me inside this territory or whatever, and then you leave your country and you're like, whoa, there's a whole world I didn't even think about. It seems just so small, just my hometown. Not to be like I'm bigger than my hometown, but it seems so small in comparison that you need to broaden your perspective.
So, you went out and discovered a huge world, isn't it? Okay, when did you think of moving out from Sweden for the first time?
Well, the idea never, or to move, never hit me until I met Marcia. I think I wanted to be with her, no matter, like, we just knew we wanted to be together. So, I think when I met her, I think when it hit me.
So romantic. Let's talk about something funnier, YouTube. Who is your favorite YouTuber?
I don't really have a favorite right now. Well, that'll be me. Come on, there's no one better than me. No.
I hope it's a joke. Where do you get your inspirations from?
I think it comes from anywhere. I really try and open my mind. I get inspired by a lot of other YouTubers in these things, I think.
You copies to all I know, Kappa. And then, what will you do in your future?
Well, I'm done. This is it. I don't know. There's different things I want to do. I think the fun aspect is something I learned is what matters the most. If I'm having fun doing it, that's really all that matters. And I don't know where I'll end up, and I didn't know where I'll end up back then, but I know I want to keep doing it. So it's just for the future.
You really said it from the heart. Okay, next. Why are you so popular?
I think there's a couple different reasons. I would have to say luck, because of timing and all that stuff. Would I be as big if I started today? Probably not. But also, I think, what's the word? Commitment. I've done videos every single day as best as I can since I started, and I think that grind has really... you don't get 53 million subs in a day. You built that over years and years and years, and that's what I've done. I think... No one really cared about my videos until I did something that was different. I found my own thing, which was the horror games.
And do you think you can keep uploading every day?
obviously. Yeah, I mean, I can't keep doing it forever. Am I gonna be here when I'm 50 or whatever? Who knows? I don't think so. I think a lot of my fans are already kind of like, how long is he gonna keep doing this? So that's already not a good sign, but I still really love it. And I, what else would I do? Like, I love doing it. Maybe I'll do it differently in a way that doesn't take up so much time and effort, because it really does at this point. But I think I would always want to keep some part of it there. Yeah.
Brofist, you are the best. So has getting money ever been your motivation?
No. No, I don't think so. I honestly, like, you, people probably call me out and think it's bullshit, but, like, you can take away many zeros from my paycheck, I would still do it. Like, I did it even when I didn't make money, so clearly I did it out of passion. Don't get me wrong, like, money is great and it's a great security, especially when you weren't able to pay rent and that feeling of stress that you have around that.
Sorry, Felix, but there's no more time, and this will be the final question. Who is gonna knock out PewDiePie off the throne of YouTube?
That's a good question. I guess I don't think anyone is ever gonna beat me.
PewDiePie, we are so grateful, but we have run out of time, so we have to end here, okay? We wish that you continue making videos about content that you like and love, so it was a pleasure meeting you today. And now to you, our listeners, thank you very much. We remind you that you can listen to us every Wednesday and Friday evening in Spotify, SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, or watch us in YouTube.
Спасибо всем!